How about that? Look at that. He brought us the whole Hershey bar. Amazing. Coach is going to come swinging around here and visit with us tonight on our first Commonwealth Bank post-game show. And Ward, I can hear Ward using the word dominant, and there really is, you know, there are a few words you could use, but dominant certainly is one of them. The defense that your team has put together, Coach, in these last four games has been nothing short of phenomenal. And tonight again, look at the scorebook for Montrose. A field goal by Snyder in the first quarter. Pompey with 5 2-point field goals, and that's it. The rest of their book is empty.
Wow.
How about the job that Ashlyn Kerr, Megan Williams, Elena Fabian, and Anna Kutchall have done out front? But tonight, I mean, Megan and Ashlyn just all over Mia Snyder.
Mia Snyder had one, didn't she?
She had the three-pointer in the first quarter, and that was it.
Excuse me, I'm just a little emotional right now.
I understand.
Everybody. It was a battle in the start of the year to get them to buy into the concept of this chaos defense and pressing and you know, and playing really hard man. And that's why we had ups and downs, you know, and that's why you didn't see this a lot during the season. And then I challenged them when the playoffs hit. I said, we want to get to where one of our goals is, which was the District 6 Finals. We're going to have to play defense like this. So we brought it back out for Southern Huntington. We turned them over, 9 of the first 10 trips down the court. And it's been smooth sailing ever since, you know. And my other concern was with running six players out there, are we going to have the wind, you know? But I think we kind of ran ourselves into shape. I'm just, you know, I'm speechless right now.
Well, the Wildcat girls came out at the end of the volleyball season, and volleyball shape is different from basketball shape. It's two different types of conditioning, and so it took a while to get their legs underneath them. And then once you had your legs underneath, then you have to train yourself into how you want to play, and that's what the latter portion of the season was all about. We go back to the KCAC game against River Valley. You made a run at them in the second half and actually got the basketball game evened up before that one ended up going the wrong way. Since that time, you played that game against Punxsie, and you pointed that game against Punxsie several times.
It's a turning point for me. You know, we saw how fast things can go south, you know. And I told the girls, you know, this is not a playoff caliber team. You know, the way we were playing at that Punxsie game, we were reaching, we weren't playing defense with our feet. They beat us by 20, you know. I'd like to have that game back, though, right now, the way we're playing.
Yeah, well, let's just forget about that game because these games are so much more fun. The game here tonight, offensively, Coach, Elena and her ability to direct the offense and throw the pass to the cutter is really amazing to me, just to watch the way it has come together for her.
How about that pass to Molly Kosmak right here?
I'm telling you what.
Was that unreal?
Over the head,
over
behind,
the head, behind
her
head.
It's unbelievable.
And she's an athlete.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's skilled. She's very talented. She works hard.
She took a shot to the face today, too.
Yeah, she took a shot to the face. She took an 8-count, got back up, and came back in the game, you know. She's just a great kid. I can't say enough. I'm looking at the score sheet, 11, 11, 13, 3, 3, 4, you know, 2. I mean, come on. I mean, this makes us hard to beat the way, you know, that we're just spreading the ball. We played so well offensively, I thought, today, and finding the open person. We forced a couple shots. I talked to him about it, but after that, we just found, you know, we found the open person. And I'm proud, you know. This is just a lot of hard work paying off right now. I know we have one more game, and we're not going to be satisfied because we're going to go out to Hershey on the end of this week and try to bring home a state championship.
Coach, Molly Kosmak has been such a wonderful player for your ball club for so long. She and Macy, of course, have been team leaders of this group ever since, really, they stepped onto the basketball floor. When she sees a big girl on the other opposition, She seems to really embrace that.
No,
she wants to get out there, and she wants to battle with that girl. Yep. And she's coming out on top every single time. Watch her in the low post is a revelation these days.
No, just her post moves. Other opposing coaches have looked at it and say, how are we expected to stop that? You know, we got to double and triple team that. And then you're leaving a Macy Starr down in the lane of Fabian open, you know. Even Anna hit a big three tonight, you know.
The little mid-range pop there by Ashlyn.
Yep.
That was terrific stuff. It's just you've put it all together to this point. Now you're looking forward to Greensburg Central Catholic, Kennedy Catholic. I had it on the screen earlier, but I don't have anything in terms of who's doing what in that basketball game. But those are two, again, traditional powers in AA. And Western Pennsylvania basketball shines through again because you're going to have two teams from the West playing for the state title, and you're one of them.
Yes, and that's the most important thing. We are the Eastern bracket champions, I guess you could say. Even though we get nothing, but it's an accomplishment on its own, and we're going to go represent, District 6 in the Heritage Conference. Any news on River Valley?
No, I don't, because they got underway at 7 o'clock, and so they've only been at it for a half an hour. If we can get something, we will. But you do get to wear the white jerseys on Thursday,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That'll be a noon tip-off.
Hey, we haven't left District 6 yet.
It's amazing, the hundreds and hundreds of miles.
We have traveled almost 400 and some miles, I think, in the state playoff run, and we have not left District 6.
It has been an amazing run for the Homer Center Wildcats. Coach Nick Moore joining us here this evening. The girls across the way as well. Coach, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you for everything. Am I going to see you Thursday?
You betcha.
All right.
You betcha. The final again, Homer Center 47, Montrose 13. Our first Commonwealth Bank postgame show continues.